Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, February 7th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Battle of Mount Austin, the Galloping Horse and the Seahorse. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the fascinating world of Wikipedia articles, bringing you stories that have shaped our past and may influence our future. I'm your host, Alloy, here to guide you through our exploration today. Grab your favorite beverage, sit back, and let's unravel a story you probably haven't heard often: the Battle of Mount Austin, the Galloping Horse, and the Seahorse. Now, let's transport ourselves back to World War II, a conflict that was not only fought in the fields of Europe, but also across the vast Pacific Ocean. One of the pivotal campaigns was fought on the Solomon Islands, particularly on Guadalcanal. What was fascinating about this battle was the combination of strategic importance and the diverse and rugged landscape of the island. The Battle of Mount Austin is a picture of endurance, camaraderie, and strategic warfare. But why was this battle so crucial? Let's set the stage. It's December 1942, and the United States forces had already secured a significant foothold on Guadalcanal. However, the Japanese forces weren't about to give up so easily. The strategic importance of this island revolved around controlling air superiority in the Pacific, because having control over Henderson Field meant control over the air. Imagine a giant chess game where holding one strategic piece could change the entire course of a match. This brings us to the metaphorically named Galloping Horse and Seahorse, features on the terrain that were of no less importance. The Galloping Horse was a series of ridges resembling its name, while the Seahorse referred to another critical high ground. These features were occupied by Japanese forces who wielded the advantage of high ground, making it difficult for the U.S. troops to advance. But why were such names given? Here, we encounter an interesting aspect of wartime. The use of code names and code names often drawn from imaginative identification with familiar objects. If you were a military strategist and had to name terrain features, what names would you choose? The preparation for the assault on these positions began in earnest in late December 1942. U.S. Commanders were acutely aware that the Japanese defenses were both well-entrenched and tenacious. Hand-picked battalions, often freshly arrived from the harsh training grounds in the United States, were tasked with dislodging these forces. Can you visualize the dense, almost impenetrable jungle terrain? The very young soldiers, some of them fresh out of high school, were tasked with pushing through the harshest of environments. They faced not only the physical challenges of combat, but also the mental strain of constant vigilance and the threat of hidden snipers. The campaign kicked into high gear as the 2nd Marine Division made a push up the rugged hills of Mount Austin and the surrounding tactical positions on January 10, 1943. Listeners might imagine this: a misty morning with Marines advancing through the underbrush. The quiet buzz of insects suddenly interrupted by artillery shells. These were the grim and gritty sights and sounds of war. Tragically, the environment was just as much an adversary as the enemy. The relentless rains, thick jungle, and disease, particularly malaria, took a significant toll on both sides. One can only wonder about the resolve and resilience these soldiers demonstrated. How would we fare in such unimaginable conditions? The Marines and Army troops pushed forward under these harsh conditions, and incrementally, they succeeded. The Japanese defenses around Mount Austin, the Galloping Horse, and the Seahorse were eventually overcome, significantly crippling the Japanese ability to challenge U.S. air operations from Henderson Field. But here's a thought-provoking question. Many of these battles were won ridge by ridge, hill by hill. In today's ever-connected and somewhat more distanced warfare, do we still see the same kind of battleground challenges, or have the paradigms completely shifted? How does our understanding of strategy and human endurance withstand the test of time? The success in this battle marked a turning point that showcased the tenacity of Allied forces in the Pacific. The capture of these ridges not only improved their strategic standing, but also boosted the morale of the troops. After all, these victories were hard-fought with valor, grit, and the spirit of thousands who combated not only an enemy in front of them, but the relentless forces of nature as well. As the world continues to evolve, we must remember these stories. It's imperative to acknowledge the sacrifices made and learn from the human stories of strength and strategy that characterized such historical events. It's lessons like these that shape the leaders of tomorrow and influence geopolitical strategies even in our current world. To wrap things up today, let's ponder yet another question. How do these stories of history inform your perspective on modern challenges, both in personal lives and on a global scale? Let's carry forward the essence of these tales into our own narratives, using them to fuel the purpose and drive in whatever battles we each face. Thanks for joining me on this exploration of the Battle of Mount Austin, the Galloping Horse, and the Seahorse. As always, your engagement with these stories is what keeps them alive. Be inspired, question deeply, and utilize this knowledge to understand both the past and its influence on the present. Stay curious and keep diving into the depths of knowledge. Until next time on Wikipedia.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Battle of Mount Austin, the Galloping Horse, and the Seahorse. Thanks for listening. See you next time.